bikesportradio.org or support Bikesport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bikesport Radio.
All right. Good afternoon. You're here with Bikesport Radio. It's Monday, May 24th, 12 noon, broadcasting live from our Kill Studios in downtown Koreatown. Bikesport Radio is about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. We've got some results from Amgen Tour California. How about that? Incredible race this week. And we got a new in-the-field reporter, Gen X, Jennifer from Northern Cal. We'll be listening to her shortly. And let's go to Jennifer now, actually.
I guess. Action-packed race with several attacks from
because
Tedco
it wasn't
the
claymation.
Attacking.
Claymation came out.
This is Jennifer Reither with Bike Sports Radio down at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix, one of the newest races to the NCAA calendar. We had a fantastic evening of women's racing tonight with a strong field of Colavita, Tipco, Metromit, Vanderkitten, Empowerment Coaching Systems, and Peanut Butter and Company 2012, just to name a few. The women had an action-packed race with several attacks from Tipco with the Colavita attacking and Metromit bridging and Third Pillar attacking and Colavita bridging. It was super exciting, and the final event came down to a cat out of the hat with Nikki Waynesgaard, a former sprinter with Colavita, who's now racing for Roosters Racing out of Utah, taking the win. Second place, Carrie Higgins from Peanut Butter & Co. 2012, and third, Rushley Buchanan with Colavita. And that wraps up the women's race in the Scotts Valley Grand Prix.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, Jennifer Reither from Northern Cal, and we've got more race results. The Amgen Tour of California, quick note on that. Incredible racing going downtown L.A. and finishing up in Thousand Oaks with some killer attacking on the final stage. It was awesome. If you missed it, Levi Leipheimer, Dave Zabriskie, and Michael Rogers. Michael Rogers really had to defend his lead, and he fought hard to defend it, and he won. Zabriskie just threw everything he had at him. Then Leipheimer counterattacked, and Michael Rogers held him off. It was Michael Rogers picking up the overall Amgen Tour of California win for 2010 with Dave Zabriskie just 9 seconds behind him overall time, and Levi Leipheimer only 25 seconds behind, picking up third place in the overall Amgen Tour of California. All right, we've got some more race results for you now. We've got the California State Time Trial Championships, results from Chula Vista Criterium, the International Friendship Criterium, Isle of Wild Mountain Bike Racing results, and let's go to some of those results now. Results for the Southern California and Southern Nevada State Time Trial Championships. This is the individual time trial. Men's category 1s and 2s in the bronze medal, Scott Hammock from Aqua Al Dewey, with a time of 50.10. A silver medal being picked up by Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Thurlow Rogers, with a time of 50.09. And your new state champion, category 1s and 2s, with a time of 50 flat, SoCalCycling.com's Shane Bussey. In the women's category 1s, 2s, and 3s, in bronze medal, Herbalife Lagrange's Courtney O'Donnell. Silver going to Colavita Outback Steakhouse Las Vegas's Colleen Knutson. And with a winning time of 52.30 from Specialized D4W, Ruth Clements. Individual Category 3 time trial, your new state champion from Riddy Racing, Robert Shaw, with a time of 51.45.
In the men's category fours, your new state champion, Kochik Grigorian, with a time of 51.54. Junior men, ages 10 through 12, your new state champion, Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Duncan Reed. Junior men 13 through 14, new state champion from Show Air Sonnets is Douglas Hall. In the junior men's 15 and 16, Show Air Sonnets' Kyle Torres is your new state champion. In the junior men 17 through 18, your new state champion from Major Motion Cycling, Ben Berdiger. The junior women 10 through 14, Jet Cycling's Amelia Tanner is your new state champ. Junior women's 15 through 18, Team Cycle's Alexis Ryan picked up the gold. Masters 35 plus, your new state champion, Planet Performance Cycling Team's Gary Deauville. And in the Masters 45 plus, the new state champion, Barry Lasco DDS Race Team's Louis Amelbrow with a time of 49.35. In the Masters 55s, Allegiant Airlines, Victor Mira is your new state champion. Masters 60 plus, new state champion from Canyon Velo, Hans Jorgensen. In the junior women's 10 through 12, your new state champion, Aqua Al Dewey's San Diego Bike Club's Courtney Comer. Masters men's 30 to 34, Edward Harris is your new champ. And in the Masters men's 50 to 54, Big Orange Synergy Cycles' Todd Darley is your new state champion. In the women's Masters 40 to 44, Rancho Cycling's Ant Hines is your new champion. Mixed tandem, ages 90 plus, your new state champion, Tara Unverzock, Brad House. And in the women's category threes, Team Rancho's Marlo Stoutenberg is your new champion. Women's category fours, your winner was Team SoCal Cross's Rebecca Siegel. And in the women's 40 to 44, actually, that was the women's 45 to 49. South Bay Wheelman's Monica King, your new state champion. Congratulations to all our state champions in the individual time trial.
Good morning.
All right, the International Friendship Criterium in Chula Vista. In the men's category three results, picking up third place from Swami Cycling Club, Hubert Ortlich, second place Omar Ardello, and your winner also from Swami's, James Enright. Men's category four results in fifth place, Aqua Al Dewey's John Scheibel. Fourth place, Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Mark Abercrombie. Third place, going to Team Dude Girls, Daryl Oya. Second place, Josh Roy. And your winner from Moment Cycle Sport, Matthew Walther. The Masters 35 plus, fourth place going to Aqua Al Dewey's Aaron Quisno. Third place, also Aqua Al Dewey, Tomo Hamasaki. Second place, California Pools DeWalt, James Stark. And your winner also from California Pools DeWalt, Andy Brown. In the Masters 45s, fourth place going to California Pools DeWalt, Edward Seabach. Third place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Brian Sismowski. Second place, also UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Kevin Whitlock. And your winner from DeWalt, Joe DiAgostino. In the Masters 55s, fourth place, Moonlight Velo's Steve Cahill. Third place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Richard Roberson. Second place, Swami Cyclings, Michael Burditt. And your winner from UC Cyclery, JW Flooring, Mark Helvey. In the Master 60 Plus, fourth place, PAA's Robert Paganini. Third place, Aqua Aldui's Don Kimper. Second place, Paramount Racing's John McKee. And your winner from San Diego Cyclovets, Gary DeVos. Juniors 13 to 14, your winner was Brian Stack from GS Adams Avenue Bicycles. In the juniors 15 to 16, third place Taylor Tongate, second place Omar Valenzuela, and your winner Fernando Romero. Juniors 17 to 18, Gabriel Milan was your winner. And in the women's pro and category 1 through 4, third place Allison Maloof from Team Ranchos. Pamela Houle from Velo Betty, Team 101, in second. And your winner from Aqua Aldui, Trina Jacobson. That was the International Friendship Criterium in Chula Vista. All right, the Idlewild Spring Challenge took place in May. This was a stage race, cross-country time trial, and Super D combined weekend event, first time in California. In the overall stage race results, pro men picking up fifth place, Tony Sinyard. Fourth place going to Robert Herber. Third place, Romolo Forsino. Second place, Dana Weber. And your winner from Showair Specialized, Manuel Prado. In the pro women on the podium in second place, Timari Pruis. And your winner from Rock and Road Cyclery, Allison Mann. Pro men's single speed overall stage race. Second place going to Kurt Gensheimer. And your winner, James Harmon. Category 1 men, ages 30 to 34. Your winner was Jason Rusnick, riding for Showair Sonnets. In the Category 1 men, ages 25 to 29, Nick Dutch Army was your winner. And in the Category 1 men, ages 35 to 39, Andrew Juskaitis, your overall stage race winner. Category 1 women, ages 19 to 29, Carla Kingsley. In the women 30 to 39, Category 1, Megan Blades was your overall stage race winner. In the 40 to 49 Category 1 women from Giant Factory Team, Heidi Bowen, the overall stage race winner. Junior men, Category 2, 15 through 18. Bear Valley Bikes, Cameron Williams, picking up the stage win. Category 2 men, Clydesdale, the overall stage race winner, Douglas Pedersen. Junior men, ages 15 through 18, in the Category 3s, from International Christian Cycling, Quentin Kirby in second place, and your winner from Bear Valley Bikes, Evan Williams. In the junior men, young men, 10 and under, Kyle Kirby for IC3 picks up the win. Junior men, 11 through 12-year-olds, Jacob Jordan. 13 through 14-year-olds, Kevin Aguilar. And in the junior women, 10 and under, from Bear Valley Bikes, Ellie Williams. Men's open, ages 35 through 44, third place going to John Taft. Second place, from Spring Valley, Nathaniel Graham. And your winner, Velobums, Dean Bricker. The open men 45 and over from San Diego, Jonathan Chillis was your winner. Open women ages 19 to 34, Lisa Crow. And in the open women 35 plus, your winner was Christine Probert. And that is from the Idlewild Spring Challenge. Overall stage race results for 2010. All right, out in Ontario on May 16th, a mid-season criterium took place. Brought to you by PS Velo. in the men's pros and category ones and twos. Picking up fifth place, the Bahati Foundation's Rahsaan Bahati. Fourth place, going to Now MS Society's Sergio Hernandez. Third place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, James Palinetti. Second place, Bike Religion's Mike Tettleton. And your winner, Nicholas Brandt Sorensen. In the women's pros in category 1, 2, 3s, picking up fifth place, Helen's Cannondale's Maria Lechuga. Fourth place, Herbalife Lagrange's Jennifer Weinbrecht. And it was a sweep of the top three places from SC Velo, Pam Schuster third, Priscilla Calderon second, and your winner, Beatrice Rodriguez. Men's category 3s. Fifth place, Salpe Wheelman's Wilson Blas. Fourth place, Salazar Construction's Steven Salazar. Third place, Paramount Racing's Sang Vu. Second place, SC Velo's Kevin Miller. And your winner from Major Motion Cycling, Joel Acosta. In the juniors, junior men 10 through 12, Philip Bin picking up third place. Second place going to SC Velo's Jeremy Lopez. And your winner from Velo Avanti, Matthew Lai. Junior men 13 through 14. Third place, Connie Cycling's Chaz Michael Morales. Second place, Encino Velo Cycling's Edward Horvett. And your winner from Ironfly, Diego Benatina. Junior men 15 through 16. Fourth place going to Jet Cycling's Brian Galvan. Third place, Shower Sonnens' Kyle Torres. Second place, Echelon Santa Barbara's Dylan Schuler. And your winner from Citrus Valley Velo, Riley Everett. Junior men 17 through 18. Fifth place going to Eisen Taylor, riding for Major Motion. Fourth place, Echelon Santa Barbara's Ben Barthel. Third place, SC Velo Scott Stern. Second place, Cycle World Road Eric Velotsky. And your winner from Major Motion, Corey Williams. Junior women 15 through 18. Second place going to Tiana Rowe. And your winner from Now MS Society, Ivy Crawford. The Masters 45 plus in sixth place. Back Abbey Coates Elites Masters, John Nist. Fifth place, Schroeder Iron BGM Sports, Burt Glennon. Fourth place, B&L Bikes, Brett Clare. Third place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Steven Strickler. Second place, Rad Sports Cycling, Steve Gregorios. And your winner from Schroeder Iron, Craig Miller. The Masters 55s, third place, UC Cyclery's Cal Zalak. Second place, Swami Cycling's Michael Burditt. And your winner from UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Dale Ludke. The Masters 60+, third place goes to Canyon Velo, Carlos Cruz. Second place, Paramount Racing's Leo Pettis. And your winner, Doug Knox. In the Masters 50+, fourth place, UC Cyclery's Dale Ludke. Third place, in the Masters 50+, fourth place going to Velo Allegro, Stephen McDonald. Third place, UC Cyclery, JW Flooring's Dale Ludke. Second place, Amgen UBS Elite Masters, Steve Strickler. And your winner from Radsport, Dave Prechtel. That was the mid-season criterium in Ontario. The Scott.
All right, we've got some upcoming events now, upcoming events in Southern California. We've got on June 12th and 13th, the Southern California and Nevada Cycling Association Masters Track Cycling Championships. This is at the Encino Velodrome in Encino, California. Masters riders with racing ages that are in USA citizens and permanent residents can race with an age of 30 and over. And again, this is coming up June 13th and June 12th also. Full details at EncinoVelodrome.org for that. The Masters Track Cycling Championships. More track racing going on. Friday night track racing has started in Northern Cal. Friday nights, June 4th and June 25th, July 23rd, August 27th, September 3rd, September 17th. So June 4th is the next event at the Hellyer Velodrome. Friday night track racing. Free spectating, free food and beverages also. The Hellyer Velodrome is located in San Jose, Northern Cal. There is a parking fee of $6, but spectating is free. Visit RideTheTrack.com for all details on Hellyer Velodrome's current information and Friday night track racing, again, coming June 4th. Also track racing at the L.A. Velodrome on June 19th. The Lavra Cup at the Home Depot Center in Carson continues. That is in, again, that's June 19th, the Lavra Cup. Full details at lavelodrome.org for information on that. Omniums and Madison Racing, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, the Lavra Cup. Those of you mountain bikers, we've got mountain bike racing going on in Southern California on June 5th. Elfin Forest Cross Country is going to be happening. There's going to be a cross country sport beginner and first timers. This is through racers and chasers. There's also going to be Super D racing at Elfin Forest. That's in the San Diego area in Southern California. Full details at racersandchasers.com on the Elfin Forest mountain biking. U.S. Cup continues by Team Big Bear and Kenda at the Santa Barbara Bike Festival at Ealing's Park in Santa Barbara. That's on June 5th and 6th. And there's going to be racing for all categories, including all amateurs, beginners, and pros, men and women. Super D also, Super D Racing, going on at Ealing's Park. That's in Santa Barbara. Full details at teambigbear.com on that. And the Southern California State Road Race Championships continue in Bakersfield this year. There's going to be 2 days in Bakersfield. On Saturday, June 5th, the Masters Road Race Championships presented by Action Sports takes place. The Golden Empire Classic Road Race on Saturday. And then on Sunday, June 6th, the Elite Road Race Championships takes place on the same course, the Golden Empire Classic. That's in Bakersfield, June 5th and June 6th. And you can find details on those races at kernwheelman.org, kernwheelman.org for all details on the Golden Empire Classic and Southern California and Southern Nevada Road Race Championships for Masters and Elite Racers. The Masters Cycle League continues in Southern California on Sunday, May 30th with the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. Masters Cycle League is for ages 35 and up. The Newberry Park Bicycle Shop is your title sponsor for that event on May 30th. Masters Cycle League, that's at 11:55 a.m. Full details at masterscycleleague.com. And the Barry Wolf Grand Prix is also the Southern California Nevada Cycling Association's Elite State Criterium Championships as well. Full details on that at Barry Wolf GP. That's Barry Wolf, W-O-L-F-E, GP.com for all details on the Barry Wolf Grand Prix. All right, we're here at Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racers, bike racing, and what you need to race bikes, and also what you need to spectate as well. We've got a couple of fun things in here, remnants from the recent excitement, the Amgen Tour of California. Sound-making devices are really cool. There's these things called bells, and you've probably heard plenty of those going on at the Amgen Tour of California, people ringing those bells. A million people downtown in L.A., and you can get these bells usually at races in Southern California and Northern California. Ring that bell, make noise. Thundersticks! Woo! Check those out. Thundersticks are these little inflatable advertisers, booming devices. They're great for giving to kids. Thundersticks, great noise-making device. So Thundersticks, bells, and everything. Everything for the fans, everything that you would want as a fan out there. And we've got some good sounds from Scotts Valley Grand Prix, the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. The inaugural Scotts Valley Grand Prix actually took place last week in eastern Santa Cruz area. We had a chance to talk to some sponsors And we've also got some live action coming at you now from the women's race in the Scotts Valley Grand Prix, which featured over $3,000. It was a $3,000 cash purse, so that was a very exciting race. We've got a lot of information from the last few laps of that race, including the final call and the final win on that. And then we'll move along into sounds of the Masters Cycle League in Scotts Valley. And you'll hear the announcer calling that race as well. That was won by Dan Martin of Safeway, who initiated an early breakaway of three riders. But let's go to Scotts Valley, sounds of Scotts Valley right now.
The Scotts Valley Grand Prix, looking for riders here. We're with one of the host teams. That's a Sterling Sports Group. What's your name?
My name is Matt McNamara.
Matt, hey, how's it going? Tell us a little bit about the race going on. Here's a women's race going on right now. Hold on a second. We got some action going on. We'll get back to you in a second.
It's a six-woman group off the front. It's led by Olivia Dillon, Devin Haskell, Martina Patella, runner number 13, Rushley Buchanan, and Allison Storm. So two Timco riders, Colavita represented.
Wow. We got a six-rider breakaway going on there. Out. Okay, cool. Six laps to go. All right, so tell us about the Sterling Sports Group.
Right on. Yeah, hi. My name is Matt McNamara. I am the owner of Sterling Sports Group, which is a performance coaching company based in Northern California. We have, upcoming this year, we have a cyclocross program. So we provide coaching. We have some really great sponsors, including Challenge Tires, TRP Brakes, Richie, Leopard Bikes. Looking for some riders. If anybody out there is looking for a cyclocross team, we focus on NorCal, but you know, we have riders all over the place. The marquee is a coaching program.
All right, you got to set up a team for Nationals in Bend, Oregon this year, National Cyclocross?
Yeah, we will, most definitely. We rent a house, and usually we have anywhere from 8 to 12 people at the house. Big show, big fun. We bring up a mechanic and have a 10x10, and we work with TRP Brakes and try to run a nice deal.
Very cool. It was like 0 degrees up there last year, so looking forward to that. It's a nice day out here in Scotts Valley. You got any riders racing today in the team in the Scotts Valley Grand Prix?
I don't have any riders today. Actually, one of my pro riders is racing tomorrow for Adagio at the
Right. And the Scotts Valley Grand Prix is round four of the Masters Cycle League, and that was marked with Sterling Sports Group. So how do we find out more about Sterling Sports Group?
Sterling Sports Group, you can find us on the web, sterlingwins.com, on Facebook, Sterling Sports Group. Join our thing. I write articles for Pez Cycling News as well. So, good stuff. Actually, we just did one on lactic acid.
Very good. All right. Thanks, Mark.
My pleasure.
That's Modesta Bean launching off the front. She is a tigress on a bicycle. That woman is so tenacious, she will go solo lap after lap, chewing on her handlebars until she gets across the gap.
All right, we heard the women's race at Scotts Valley Grand Prix.
That was a fatal mistake because Colavita was the only professional.
Colavita on the attack now.
And this could seal the deal because we're way past halfway. And if the last 20 minutes of racing and those three men, women, if they get together and Modesta Bean is almost there, this race could be over. Those three women could be fighting out for the $3,000 on order.
$1,000 prize purse today for the Scotts Valley Grand Prix women's category. Here's your announcer.
Sport Radio, that's right. It's about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. Bike Sport Radio, every second Monday at noon. Hear the sounds of racing, interviews, and results from road, track, and mountain bike competitions. That's right. You can call into the studio. You can chat with racers, promoters, or industry experts. Join the Bike Sport Radio Facebook group, or you can check them on the interwebs, bikesportradio.us. They are going to be going live. They are going to be announcing this next Masters event because it's part of the Masters League Racing. Right on, right on. So the next 35-plus 1-2-3 event, which is on time, Scott Fonseca, they are on time. So get your bloody butt off the course.
All right.
That's right, man.
Whole field all together here, the women.
Now it's all women all the time, and we've got newness on the front end of it. It's Olivia Dillon. Olivia Dillon charging off the front with Meredith Miller. And that was rider number 11, Jessica Phillips, storming across. Jessica Phillips, so Colavita, Peanut Butter, and Timco in the second half of this race.
Colavita, Peanut Butter, and Timco.
Womanhood, that's right, the fittest, the fastest. The women who are developed and raced professionally, they are throwing it down, and they're making this race hard, hard, hard. You can see all the pros, all the amateurs, digging for wheels, sucking for draft. It's just that hard. The racing is getting oh so hot, and this is when it's going to be decided. So nobody wants to have a field sprint. It looks like everybody's out to play. We've seen every single team launch it off the front, attack after attack, and we are getting down to our last 15 minutes of racing. Because when a bell is wrong, it means cash is on order. Is that Starless Energy? I can't tell. It's a rider in black with a solo lead off the front. $100 cash! $100 cash! $100 cash! And it's one rider off the front! $100 in cash. She has just slayed herself. She's laid in front down on the course. It's Gen X. Gen Riker gets her 100 bones. Well done, Gen Riker. And another $100 pain. $100 more. Another $100 pain with 7 laps to go. $100 pain, 7 laps to go. $100 pain, 7 laps to go. Well done, Scotts Valley. The Scotts Valley Grand Prix, of course, presented by
All right, we're looking for that cream leader to come around. They're going to have 6 laps to go. And that was Jen Reeder. Jen Reeder on the last lap, who picked up a $100 cash cream. And there's another $100 cash cream right here.
You will have media from up and down the state of California. So well done, Scotts Valley. You're on the map for the cycle world. The flag has been raised, and it's showing 6 laps from Ryan Foo, our abacus on wheels. 6 laps to go for our riders. Oh, third pillar's trying to eke out a cream. There's a push on the outside. It's peanut butter lead. Is it Dylan? Oh, it's peanut butter taking the cream. Kerry Higgins. Kerry Higgins, your wool gray track rider, scooting around. Emily Matthew, 6 laps to go, riders. 6 laps to go. No gamesmanship played. They've got to commit to it now. It's Olivia Dillon, Starnes, Haskell. Rider number 13, that is Wainsgaard. And rider number 10, that is Rushlee Buchanan. So Rushlee Buchanan, the time trialist extraordinaire and the woman who knows how to track race like nobody's business. Who is it giving chase? It is Vanderkitten Racing. Vanderkitten Racing giving chase. And here comes the big group on the outside. It's Southern California Bello. Beatrix Rodriguez. Right behind her, that is Pam Schuster. Pam Schuster, the KG veteran. With 3 laps to go. 3 laps to go. Timco driven. It's Ali Starn sacrificing it, and we are down to 3 laps to go, ladies. 3 laps to go with 3 laps to go. 3 laps to go, and it's Patella. It's Rushlee Buchanan. It's Wainsgaard. Oh, crafty move. Tipco, Devin Haskell, let the gap open up on Ali Starn. Melissa Sanborn. It's Stanbo. Melissa Sanborn trying to jump across the gap. There he is from Los Gatos. And there's Yuki Nakamura from Webcourt. Metro Bent. So Metro Bent. Los Gatos and Psychopath now 3 up, bridging attempt as Mary Ellen Ash, Melissa Sanborn, and Yuki Nakamura launched off the front to try to close that gap. It is possible. With 3 laps to go and the games being played in that front group, it was only Tipco taking pace. And Devin Haskell did an excellent move. She opened up the gap on Ali Starnes and let Ali Starnes go off solo, forcing the other riders to, if they're not going to pull, they've got to chase and bring her back. Into this breakaway, will it be split or all 6 together again? And remember, we have 3 women trying to close the gap. There's your Black Demon moto. When you see that moto, you know the women, Banshees, will soon be with far ahead, and there they are. And now it's Patella leading. Oh, big attack. Here we go. They're starting to uncork the knives. That's right. The knives are out, and it's Ali Starnes led with 2 laps to go. 2 to go. 2 laps to go, riders. Ali Starnes launching. You're going to see Devin Haskell go soon thereafter. She was on the back of that. All those 3 riders led by Sanbo, they just got caught on the corner. So Sanbo still at the front of things.
Melissa Sanborn leading the chase in the pack with only about a 5-second lead. There's 6 riders, 6 riders up the road, about a 5-second lead. And Melissa Sanborn trying to pull the pack back up at 2 laps to go.
Lap to go, so get your bells, get your yells.
All right, there's the 6 riders. They're still away, 5 seconds or less.
Lap to go, ladies! One to go, and the game just come out. One lap to go, and it is a chess match as Olivia Dillon is leading it out track sprint style. Rushlee Buchanan haunting the left. Your pack is nowhere inside, so these 6 women.
Oh, they've increased their lap speed distance. Incredible.
Olivia Dillon goes a small acceleration. There's a move on the other side. It's Ali Starnes. Ali Starnes has throttled it. One lap to
deep. $3,000, 20 deep. Scotts Valley Grand Prix for the women's pro field. Six riders off the front. We are on the final lap. One lap to go.
And all the pressure's on them. Because there's all kinds of money with two TIPCO riders, Olivia Dillon and Nicole Wangstar. Everybody is represented. Rushley Buchanan looks very, very good, very cagey. Looks like she knew exactly what she wanted to do and what wheel she wanted to be on for this finishing final kilometer of racing. So all eyes down on the end of Scotts Valley. You're looking for that flag to go up. When that marshal says, it's go time, you start clapping. There's the flag. You'll see your Black Demon Moto lead out our Vixens on bike soon. Get ready for it. Get the cameras out, because it's going to be six women thrown down. Massive amounts of wattage. There's the moto. The Black Demon leads through. It's one woman. It's Allie Strong. A small gap. She's going to have to drill for it, though, because here comes Olivia Dillon. Here comes Kevin Haskell. It's Dillon. It's Haskell. It's Wangstar. It's Dillon. It's Wangstar. Oh, Wangstar over the top. It is Nicole Wangstar winning the race just over Dillon and Haskell. Here comes your field sprint. It's Corey Rivera. Corey Rivera. The final assassin. Rivera. Tomorrow. Meredith Miller.
Picking up the field sprint. That was good for seventh place. Corin Rivera.
Going first and third. But your winner, Nicole Wangstar, the demon, the woman who's got the fastest finishing 50. You saw her. She came around wheels and timed it just right. Thank you, ladies. What an event. We'll hope that there's nobody else on course.
Yeah, it was a really exciting finish there at Scotts Valley. The women's pro race. Six riders off the front took the top six places. And then Southern California local Corin Rivera picking up the field sprint for seventh place at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Let's go back to Jennifer out in the field there interviewing Starla.
This is Jennifer Reither with Bike Sport Radio. I'm here with Starla Tettegreen from Team Banner Kitten in downtown Sacramento, where we just finished up the women's pro race. Starla, you placed 10th today. What did you think of the course today and the race?
I thought it was a really great course. It was really interesting, super, super long straightaways, which really, really made for an interesting race because there's a lot of really big teams here, very well represented. There was TIPCO, Peanut Butter & Co., and Vera Bradley, and oh my gosh, there are so many big teams, I can't even think of them all right now. A lot of local teams as well, fully represented, and so it made for a really interesting race. Super fast, lots of attacks, but nothing really, really stuck because everybody was super motivated to pretty much bring it up to a bunch sprint. And so being part of Vander Kitten, we had a small representation, three riders, so we had to be really smart about the race and our tactics, so we covered what we thought was dangerous and tried to maintain, you know, top 20 position the whole race, so we were there for the moves. And when it came down to it, it was just, you know, trying to get into the right lead out train, whatever, for the finish. And so it was really just positioning for me and trying to get on the right wheels and just, you know, try to get there for the sprint. And so it turned into a lead out train, and it was definitely kind of getting bunched in, but I just kind of had to fight my way to the outside to get, you know, get my sprint on and managed to pull top 10. So I was really happy with how it went. So yeah,
fantastic. So now this is the first time Sacramento has actually hosted the women's pro race. What did you think of the host city?
I thought it was great. The representation, like the crowds, all the different sponsors that were here. I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And the fact that Project Sport, you know, put all this money into the women's race and also made it the highlight was just phenomenal. I mean, you never ever see that, having the women race after like the men and be like the highlight and then also have such a big purse. So I could not be happier with the way that Sacramento like pulled it together and Project Sport pulled it together. It was great.
Awesome. Thanks, Charlie. Good luck in Tulsa.
All right. Thank you.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, Imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the KILL Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right. Now, we got some live action pre-recorded at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix again. This is the Masters Cycle League, a three-man breakaway. Dan Martin, Scott Fonseca, and Chris Weyer just destroying the field and rolling away at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix Masters Cycle League. Let's go to the final few minutes of that race now. Getting ready to start the Masters Cycle League. That was Mars Davis.
All right, way cool.
What happened to
unlike
you,
Donkey Kong.
Get you, UN.
Hey, we got a three-rider attack now already. Three riders up the road. Three riders, it looks like. Yeah, 1, 2, 3 on lap number 3.
Safeway
and Webcor up the road. 514 was leading that little breakaway. They got about 3 seconds, maybe 4 seconds. That's Scott Fonseca. Mark Davis in second place in the peloton from Third Pillar. He's your host race director right there on lap number 3. So once again, we're on lap number 4 coming up in the Masters 35 Plus and Masters Cycle League. Masters Cycle League team competition throughout Northern California. Again, Safeway's Bicycle Plus Pure Red in the lead with 61 points in the MCL. Jocelyn's Burnham Coaching in second with 38 points. HDR Racing, presented by Lombardi Sports, with 10 points. And in third place, your host club, Third Pillar, with 7 points. And Fightin' Boba is also in there in the Masters Cycle League. They actually are not on the scoreboard yet, Fightin' Boba's. Let's see if they can score tonight at the Scotts Valley Twilight Criterium. First time ever, Scotts Valley Twilight Grand Prix. Dan Martin ride for Team Safeway. Safeway San Jose Bike Club, Chris Weyer. And Scott Fonseca, Folsom. There is your lead motor. We're going to have an MCL point supreme. This is worth 2 points for Masters Cycle League only. MCL points. Okay, attention riders. Point supreme. This is 2 points. 2 points. Masters Cycle League points to the leader of the next lap. Masters Cycle League points for MCL riders only. MCL 2 points to the leader of the next lap. All right, here's our breakaway. This is 2 points. 2 points for MCL riders only, MCL team only, and Dan Martin is the only MCL rider, so there he goes. 2 points for Safeway. That puts him at 63 now, 63 points. All right, the rest of the peloton, what is going on here? The peloton is not reeling that breakaway. You're at 23 seconds about, 23 seconds behind that breakaway. That's a big gap, and there they go. They see him in sight, though, still. Our lead motor, and there they are, Martin, Weyer, and Fonseca, coming through with about a 29-second gap, approximately 29-second gap these guys have over the peloton. Dan Martin, Scott Fonseca, and in third place, Chris Weyer. All right, there's the rest of the pack. They had about a 29-second gap to the breakaway last lap. Setting the pace in the front is 5:16. Chasing hard, that's Whip Corvello, Brad Goodson. All right, there is your breakaway. Chris Weyer, Scott Fonseca, Dan Martin up the road, and they are just barely starting to make it into that turn right before the peloton comes out of turn 4. So the pack can still see them, which keeps the pressure on them to work that team time trial effort, three-man team time trial as they go into turn one. Let's see if they escape this time before the pack gets into the straightaway. And no, they did not. The pack can still see them. They just rounded the corner out there, those three riders up the road. 33 seconds, approximately 33 seconds, guys. Right, again, a big thank to Twisselman Enterprises. A big thanks for $50 cash premium to the leader of this lap. Leader of this lap is going to go to the breakaway riders. Breakaway riders, that's Scott Fonseca, Chris Wire, Dan Martin. $50 cash. The flag is up in turn four. $50 cash to the leader of this lap in the breakaway there. Who's it going to be? Scott Fonseca, Dan Martin, or Chris Wire? $50 cash, guys. $50 cash. $50 cash from Twisselman Enterprises going to the winner this lap. $50 cash. And who is it going to be? Dan Martin in the front, going to pick up $50, and he does. Dan Martin picks up $50 cash from Twisselman Enterprises. Okay, guys, you got about 40 seconds now. 40-second lead. They got about a 40-second lead on the pack. Dan Martin, Chris Wire, Scott Fonseca with about a 40-second lead and 25 minutes, approximately 24 minutes or so to go in this race in the Masters 35+ at the Scotts Valley Grand Prix. Presented by Specialized, Specialized Bicycles. All right, and we are going to have another MCL Masters Cycle League Team Prime, and that's 2 points to the leader of this lap, 2 points to the leader of this lap, and there's only one MCL team rider in this breakaway. Attention, riders, 2 point Prime. This is 2 points for Masters Cycle League. Masters Cycle League points, 2 points to the leader of the next lap, 2 points to the leader of the next lap. Dan Martin is the only MCL rider in that breakaway, so he's looking to pick up 2 more points for his team in the Masters Cycle League. The flag is up, and we are on cards now. We are counting laps. 7 laps to go, riders. 7 to go with about a 40-second lead. Those are 3 riders off the front. That is our breakaway. That's our leaders, our top three. Scott Fonseca, Chris Wire, Dan Martin. 7 laps to go now. 7 laps to go, riders. The pain is almost over. 7 to go. $1,000 to 10 places. 7 laps to go now. We are on 7 laps to go, and it is a 10-place deep race. $1,000 going down to 10 places. 7 laps to go. 508 setting the chase. That's Lance Cameron. Lance Cameron riding from Monterey at 7 laps to go, leading the pack. 3 riders up the road. There are still 7 places at stake here with a $1,000 cash purse for the Masters 35+ at 7 laps to go. There they are. Attention, riders. You're down about 33 seconds in the lead. 32-second lead and 6 laps to go. Now, 6 to go. 6 laps to go. And they don't look back. Just go. You got about 32-second lead. 6 laps to go. 6 laps. Dan Martin, again, still powering the front. There's Scott Fonseca and Chris Wire at 6 laps to go. About 40 seconds or so. You got about 40-second lead, guys. And 5 laps to go. 5 to go now. With about a 40-second gap over the pack. Dan Martin dropping to the back now. And it looks like Fonseca going to the front. Fonseca with a powerful sprint out there. Should be an interesting finish. 5 laps to go now. 5 to go, and they are up to 44 seconds almost. A 44-second lead. 5:05 taking up the chase at 5 to go. 5 to go, and 5:05 in the front. That's a lot of fives. Ted Burns from Menlo Park out there. 5 laps to go. Their gap has grown a little bit, up to 42 seconds or so at 4 laps to go. 4 to go with almost a 42-second lead. These are our leaders. They have got their placing secure at 40-second lead at 4 laps to go. Dan Martin, Scott Fonseca, Chris Wire, 4 laps to go in the Masters 35+. 46 seconds, approximately 46-second lead. That pack, that little breakaway is increasing its lead, and now we got an attack by Safeway. Safeway, I wonder what he's doing. He's not going to think he's going to bring the pack up to the breakaway. His teammates, that's Nick Theobald at about a 42 seconds, at 4 laps to go. 4 to go. Laps to go. We got a little bit of a wind picking up now, a little bit of a tailwind, I think, in the finishing stretch. We're going to have 3 laps to go, and we got a tailwind now. Chris Wire taking the lead now at 3 laps to go. Dan Martin just watching him there, and sprinter Scott Fonseca in the back, in the teal. Two laps to go, two to go now, and Fonseca now in the front, and they're still positioning the same way. Fonseca pulls off, and two laps to go now, two laps to go. Chris Wire going to the front, Dan Martin, and Scott Fonseca just watching Dan Martin to see if Dan Martin's going to go for the long run, the early attack. Dan Martin, a very strong pursuer, decent sprint, but he could be in trouble against Scott Fonseca at two laps to go. So the peloton comes by at two laps to go, two to go, and 5:33. Safeway, Nick Theobald again on the jump. Theobald looking for that pack win. That would be good for fourth place if he can hold it. Nick Theobald, that he's got another rider that's just bridged across him. I didn't see his number there at two laps to go. And once again, if you've just joined us now, we've got the Masters 35 Plus finishing up. They're going to have one lap to go. One to go when they cross the finish line here. We got three riders up the road, three riders off the front. That's Scott Fonseca, Chris Wire, and Dan Martin riding for Safeway Bicycles Plus. And they have a huge gap, almost 40 seconds at one point in the race. I don't know what their gap is now, but they don't need much. They just need enough to make the top three in the podium. And Scott Fonseca, your sprinter out there. Dan Martin, very strong also rider. Chris Wire, hanging on for dear life. Let's see what happens at one lap to go. Let's see if there's going to be a long attack, a long run, maybe a pursuit attempt by Dan Martin. Or they're going to line it up and just do a three-up match sprint and just kind of casually watch each other till it's over. Because if it ain't over, tell it it's over. And here we are. We're going to have one lap to go. It's Dan Martin in the front. Scott Fonseca, Chris Wire. One lap to go. One to go, guys. These are our top three riders up the road, off the front. Safeway, Dan Martin, Scott Fonseca, and San Jose Bike Club, Chris Wire at one lap to go. And they're positioned perfectly. Rest of the pack now. One lap to go. One lap to go. Nick Theobald up the road with that other rider. 5:08 on his wheel at one lap to go. One to go. 5:08 is Lance Cameron at one lap to go. Nick Theobald has a teammate in that breakaway, though, from Team Safeway Bicycles Plus. One lap to go. Oh, great action here with the Scotts Valley Twilight Grand Prix in the Masters 35 Plus and MCL Team Competition Masters Cycle League. Team Safeway tearing it up out there, tearing up the pavement, killing it with that breakaway. Dan Martin initiating that breakaway and pulling away sprinter Scott Fonseca. And Chris Wire hanging on also for dear life, providing a one-third break for that breakaway. Three riders, perfect size for a breakaway. Three riders, each rider gets twice as long of a rest as they did on the lead the pack. Two-thirds of beam energy is used to break the wind resistance, the biggest enemy in bike racing. And they have one lap to go. They were up to 40-second lead at one time. Scott Fonseca sitting in behind Dan Martin. Dan Martin, the powerhouse of that breakaway. Dan Martin initiating that breakaway, and his teammate, Nick Theobald, had a little bit of a gap also on the back. And then 5:08, Lance Cameron hanging on to Nick Theobald. And here they are. They're coming out of the final turn. Dan Martin in the front. Dan Martin is out of the saddle. And Chris Wire on the inside. Dan Martin kicking it. Scott Fonseca nowhere to go. Martin drops off, and Fonseca can't hold the wheel. Dan Martin pulls it off. Woohoo! Team Safeway. Fonseca barely able to ride in a dance wheel. And Chris Wire with a fine finish. Third place going to Chris Wire. Hanging on there, and he dropped off a little bit and sat up and said, I can't do this, friend. I'm done. And here comes the rest of the field. It's Nick Theobald has been caught. Nick Theobald from Team Safeway has been caught. It's a field sprint for fourth place. It's $1,000 cash prizes. And it's going to be San Jose, I think, unofficially on the outside getting fourth place. We'll have to go to the cameras for that. But that was 5:06 on the outside. Rob Caddy. And again, we'll go to the cameras for the official results on that. But Dan Martin picking up the win in the breakaway for Safeway Bicycles Plus and 8 big points for the Masters Cycle League here at the Scotts Valley Twilight Grand Prix. All right, so we hope you enjoyed that live action from the Scotts Valley Grand Prix bike racing. Hey, it's exciting, especially criteriums and track racing. It is a spectator sport. It's really a lot of excitement going on there. Scotts Valley Grand Prix in eastern Santa Cruz area. This was their inaugural event. That was round 5 of the Northern California Masters Cycle League. Congratulations to Dan Martin of Safeway, initiating that winning breakaway and then winning the sprint at the end, just as Scott Fonseca held on
to his wheel for dear life up there in Scotts Valley. All right, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. And in closing our show, we often talk about bicycle issues, laws, and safety issues out there on the street. Today features 21208, California Vehicle Code, whenever a bicycle lane has been established on a roadway. Pursuant to Section 21207, any person operating a bicycle upon the roadway at a speed less than the normal speed of traffic moving in the same direction at that time shall ride within the bicycle lane, except that that person may move out of the lane under the following situations. And this applies to motorists, too, motorists and bicyclists. You all need to know about bicycle lanes. A bicycle does not need to be in a bicycle lane at all times under all conditions. There's a lot of things that go on there in bicycle lanes. They collect debris. There's all kinds of things. And it specifically states, you may leave the bike lane when reasonably necessary to avoid debris or other hazardous conditions. And that's just part of the law. What's an other hazardous condition? Well, according to the Streets and Highways Design Manual, guess what? Bike lanes are designed with a design speed of 30 miles an hour. So, when you are going 31 miles an hour on your bicycle, should you be in that bike lane? No! Get the hell out of that bike lane. You're going too fast. You have exceeded the design speed limit of that bicycle lane. And as long as the speed limit for traffic, which applies to you too, is above 30 and 35 or more and 40, you know, if you can go 35 miles an hour, get the heck out of that bike lane. Drive your bike just like you would a vehicle. And just to quote John Forrester, who puts out an excellent book called Effective Cycling by John Forrester. I recommend that book. John Forrester quotes, cyclists fare best when they act like and are treated like drivers of motor vehicles. So drive your bikes out there, everybody, and be aware of that. And thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.
When the